Jesus tells a parable to the religious leaders in Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 32. The parable is in answer to their question, "By what right are you doing that?" For country bumpkin Jesus had come into the temple and acted with great authority, as if he owned the place. Two sons are asked to go and work in their father's vineyard. One says no, but then ends up going. The other says yes, but doesn't in fact go. At a simple level, the parable emphasizes that doing is more important than mere words. On a deeper level, the religious leaders imagined that they were doing the will of God, yet they refused to believe in both John the Baptist and now in Jesus. But those who seemed to be a long way from God, like the tax collectors and other sinners, who were regarded as deeply sinful and as violators of the law, they had responded to the call of John to repentance. The challenge of this passage for us today is partly this: to make sure that we are responding to Jesus, allowing him to confront us at any point where we have been like the second son and said yes to God, while in fact going off in another direction. Secondly, the powers of that age were deeply challenged by the things that Jesus was doing. So a good question to ask us, the followers of Jesus today, is what should we be doing that would challenge the powers of the present world with the news that Jesus is indeed its rightful Lord? What would provoke people to ask us similar questions? What stories should we be telling that would help people to find the source of true life? We have said yes to God by being part of the church. Let us say yes again by actively welcoming and encouraging others to join us in this field hospital for all the sick and needy in our world. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden.